Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. Welcome to your June 4th hump day. We are whole. We are here. A 3-wide. I got your boy, Jay Smoot. My man across from me, my brother, my co-host, John Martin. He has several jobs. As we know, he's both local and national. And he's still rising. Rising as a young 30-year-old. 30-something-year-old. I was reminded of that age this morning, how young you still are. Still a ways to go before we even hit 35. And when I say whole, I mean truly whole because, ladies and gentlemen, Brad Carson, our executive producer, program director, number one in the country, back in the big seat today. You see how happy John and I are. See how uncomfortable Brad is on the other side of the glass. He doesn't like to be introduced like this.
Right.
But you deserve it.
Well, and plus he...
Give yourself a round of applause.
He's back from his mysterious sabbatical.
There was no sabbatical. I worked. I was on the phone last night with tech. I had a Cardinals game issue with automation. I did 4 logs. I was working, bro.
We just didn't know where you were.
Well, this is my side hustle of one of 20 jobs that I do for y'all. So when I'm remote working, yeah, I'm just not on the show.
These men that I work with, they have many jobs.
That's right.
Both of them.
That's right.
I'm the only one here that has
one.
I think, yeah, it's one. I mean,
you have one.
We don't really count the whole deacon thing at church. That's not a job.
That's a service.
That's a service, and I'm happy to do it for the Lord and for my church. You guys have multiple jobs.
That's right.
I just congratulate the way you get it all done. Both of you get it all done. Happy to work with both you gentlemen. Glad we're here.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
All hands on deck.
All hands on deck. You never know. Brad, it could be one of those things where you're like the guy that took his cat, right? He cashed out his 401k and he hit the open seas.
I wish.
You know, we just didn't know. I mean, it was kind of a no-call, no-show for the show.
Well, if I'm not here and George is here, generally, and it's going to happen more this summer because I've got a lot going on with my kid and my new boss has let me, because obviously I'm just the third, I'm a producer, I'm, you know, running your board.
No,
you're also program director number one.
We've had show meetings about this.
Don't diminish.
Did you just say I'm just a producer?
Jeffrey Wright is not just a producer.
No, well, that's
Brad
different.
Brad Carson is not just a producer.
That is different.
I started as a producer at this radio station.
Right.
I enjoy being just a producer, mind you.
You cannot just diminish the role.
No,
right?
I enjoy the role. It's my favorite role. My boss has said you don't have to do it. I do it because I enjoy doing it.
All right, well, I want you to put in your Twitter bio, just a producer.
I do it because I love it.
Parent is number one on the list.
I don't have to, but I love it.
I love it. I don't have to do it, but I enjoy it.
Love of the game, man. I love to see it. So anyway, yes, we are all here today on a Wednesday, June 4th edition of the show. Unfortunately, Brad, your segment will have to wait. That will be tomorrow. We now have a lot more days between games as a result of the finals. It's kind of weird, right? The game one's Thursday. I mean, it's staying in Oklahoma City. You would think it would just go Saturday, right? Like Thursday, Saturday, give them folks a Saturday night, Oklahoma City, whatever. But it's It's going to be Sunday instead of Saturday. So we even have multiple days between home games now.
Right.
An additional one. So that's kind of unfortunate. But either way, we will talk about all that today on the show. John Henson, North Carolina Tar Heel, Milwaukee Buck, is going to join us.
Excellent.
And we have a lot to get to with him. He was a former teammate of Giannis. He's talked about that with us. You know, get his opinion on Giannis's future and what he thinks he should do, what he thinks he will do. We'll talk to him about these finals. You know, can the Pacers really slow down the Thunder here? And also, he's going to have to answer for his North Carolina Tar Heels payroll, which is egregious. And I don't know if the roster matches the payroll. I mean, you look at that roster. I don't even recognize a name, and I watch college basketball. Well, there's one guy I recognize because he played for Colorado State against Memphis, one of the shooters that killed Memphis. Other than that, it's rough. It's a brutal, brutal roster. So we will talk to John about that and a whole lot more at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Norton Hurd the fourth. I'm top five in all of them, Phylon.
Mm-hmm.
He was hiding the ball from us last week. He knew. He knew Phylon was going back to Bama.
Can't always let the cat out of the bag, can you?
You can't.
Especially on someone like that.
That's right. That's right. I'm excited about it, obviously. He is basically an adopted son for me. I love watching him play.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you can't ask him about Phylon every week, John.
Well, I have
to
ask him.
Plenty of other players.
This is the one news week I can ask him about it. Then I have to go and hide for another 3 months until he plays basketball again. But we'll talk to him about that, get his thoughts on I want to talk to him about the impact of today's game on younger players, right? And how replicable the style of play, like Shea and Brunson, like does he see foul baiting in AAU? Like is it
oh boy.
Is it bad? Is it trickling down yet? Because we know the Steph thing ultimately did, right? It eventually did, and everybody became that. So are kids foul hunting in the same way that they see their favorite players? Maybe they are, maybe they're not. I'm curious to hear. So we'll get into all that with Norton Hurd the fourth at 1:25. So that is the show today. Looking forward to it. So we were talking about North Carolina's budget, and we'll sort of get to what that means for Memphis and why that's relevant and all of that. But earlier this week, you mentioned I have multiple jobs. One of those jobs is Field of 68. I believe I still am employed there. We will get Goodman to weigh in on that tomorrow. But they were doing an off-season winners and losers segment on, you know, their weekly live stream now during the offseason. And not only was Memphis mentioned as an off-season loser, Memphis was mentioned as the off-season loser in 2025. And rather than me just sit here and try to explain it, we have the audio. We'll take a few minutes to listen. This is Jeff Goodman and Rob Doster on why they believe Memphis was the biggest loser in the offseason. So there you have it. That's what they had to say about it. I don't think any of it was necessarily unfair. I mean, I think Jeff's perception of what Memphis has, Jason, is probably a little higher than what it actually is in terms of NIL. And I think that's probably why they are number one for both, because maybe they perceive Memphis to have more NIL than they do, or I don't know. But that is what they had to say about Memphis.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'd prefer really to hear what you have to say about it, because I don't understand why you're not in a. I get that this is Rob and it's Jeff Goodman talking about their lists, but if you're going to break down Memphis's situation and not have your input, the local input, the context that's important, just in terms of what Memphis has compared to the other schools that are right there on the list with them in
That's
terms
right.
of losers,
we should
what Memphis
who
has,
there, yeah.
And then also how long they had to wait on PJ Haggerty. That is such an important part of Penny putting this roster together, is you had to wait until a few days before the deadline for players, undergraduates like PJ, to put their name in. You waited the entire time. You had to. We said that was the right move for Memphis. Frankly, we thought, okay, well, this is good news.
Yep.
Because we all said, what? PJ's going to jump in the first day. That's what we thought him and his dad should do. That's what we thought an agent would tell him to do. So the fact that it went that long, that's when you started putting the replacements in. And so you have to consider the context.
Yep.
And again, you don't have what Kansas has, what North Carolina has, just in terms of, I mean, in terms of your pool. But you, I mean, you reported on this. That $3 million was separate from the pool, so the resources you actually had were a little bit different than maybe what they're saying. You know what people, the numbers that folks have out there. So there's just a lot of context feels like it's missing from the discussion. Yes, Memphis's roster, where they're right and factual, it's underwhelming. I mean, you're not bringing in the guys that a second team AP All-American, Tyrese Hunter, who had made runs in the tournament. Sure, that's easy, but they shouldn't have been number one, and that's where context matters. And if they're going to go this deep into it with somebody they've got on the scene in Memphis, on the staff, you should have been in this conversation, because I think that would have at least changed Memphis's ranking. I mean, you shouldn't be number one on this list.
Yep.
The thing you sent me about who swung and missed, it's part of the, I get it, it's part of getting folks to click on the list, come on in.
Yep.
But it's biggest offseason losers, who swung and missed this spring. From where, when Penny started batting, From when he stood there and started getting his swings, we've said it's a pretty solid job. No, maybe you check it off against last year's. No, it doesn't look the same. But come on, man, the context was needed there.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. And Jeff Goodman's going to join us tomorrow to atone for the things he said. Look, I think Memphis was a loser in the offseason.
Yeah,
they were a loser.
Easy. You don't bring back a second team, maybe right. All-American. That's easy.
You're the definition of a loser because you lost that guy, right? But I think what's really important is exactly what you said, is the list is Memphis, Kansas, Baylor, Power Five. Tennessee, I think, was on there for Rob, right?
Yeah, seven for him.
Yeah. Teams that have – that are in power leagues that have that have NIL budgets right now that unfortunately, dwarf Memphis's. North Carolina at three.
Mm-hmm.
And they spent $14 million. That's the other part. I almost think Memphis should be ineligible for this.
You're factored in there like you've got $14, $15 million
exactly.
to spend, and this
exactly.
is what you brought back. That's the way
exactly
it's sort
right.
of packaged,
that's exactly.
and that's the issue I have.
No,
with the way it was framed.
Memphis is the only non-Power 5 group team in here besides, for some reason, St. Joe's. I don't know why St. Joe's is in there. It feels like they should be ineligible. Like, what the hell you want St. Joe's
to
do?
Well, Rob put the whole Big East.
Yeah.
I mean, he put a whole conference there
right,
with them.
Right, right. Even though he's got Xavier and the Big East in there separately.
Yeah, that's
again, we're just going to have to – he's in Italy right now.
Oh, nice.
He released this list and left the continent.
Of course he did.
He knew. Both he and Goodman both knew. But Goodman's going to be accountable for this take tomorrow. Again, I would say Memphis is a loser this offseason. But, like, the difference with Memphis and the rest of these teams on this list is that Memphis is probably going to be picked to win its league. And anytime you're picked to win your league, and I know the AAC sucks. We say it every week.
Well, yeah.
Can you really be that much of a loser? Can you be the biggest loser? Like, if Memphis was picked third or fourth in the AAC.
Not number one.
If you want to put Memphis on this list, fine. I get it. Memphis fans are, believe me, I've had this conversation.
I would say a loser because of the system.
Totally.
More so than anything
totally.
Else. Even in the case of money this year, sure,
yes.
You've got less than everybody else, but you had the money ready to go for PJ, and the reports are you were offering more in the end than what he got. So, that it's the system. It's the way PJ and his dad played it. Frankly, if they jumped in early, okay, you get going early.
Yep.
In terms of Penny Hardaway, he's swinging at the biggest fish. Then
no,
how
no
much different does the roster look like then? He could not do that.
Yep.
I mean, that's what must be applied here in any conversation about Memphis as a loser this offseason.
And look, they haven't featured me in any offseason content this year yet. I don't know what's up with that. If they would have consulted me on this, obviously I would have told them that. I'm so reticent to be hard on Memphis this offseason because we both know what Penny is up against, not just with the system itself, but also in his own building.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different this year than it was a year ago. And one amazing example of that is that I know you sent it because we talked about it, but Kentucky's roster is costing them $20 million. $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
$4 million was good last year. That's what Memphis had, 4.5, and that was like damn near tops in the sport, Jason. And so now you go from a year-over-year increase of 300 to 400%, and because of revenue share and other things, you got teams out here spending $20 million. You got North Carolina out here spending $14 million for, I don't even know if they have a pro on their roster. I don't know if they have a single NBA guy. you know, I'm almost like, it almost feels like you're competing in different leagues, not just like conferences, but like just different sports right now. I'm really reticent to go in on Memphis right now, given the circumstances.
No, it's the system, and you're about to, as we've said, and we've said it now for months, you're becoming priced out of it, in terms of at your expectation level.
Yep.
The historical expectation level of the program, at the price that it is now, you don't have it. You don't have it.
You don't.
It's not necessarily why you lost PJ here.
Right. You had the best offer on the table.
But it's again, the system, what's going on right now, you're about to be priced out again because these rosters, as you said, there's a handful of 10 million plus last year. Now you're about to have a ton of them.
Yep.
You know, and as John said, you got some 20s now.
Got 20,
so,
bro.
What are we talking about here?
$20 million.
So.
When I saw that, I mean.
The price of the brick has gone up.
Bro,
and it's freaking going up exponentially.
Exponentially. Because even like 3 weeks ago, I think Norlander was like, he had the tweet about Kentucky, it's upwards of 10, north of 10 million. Bro, it's 20 million now. Like, what are we doing? So.
And winning the AAC is not going to get you a 5 seed most years.
I mean, unless you have that non-conference.
You have to go 10-3 against a 4th toughest schedule in the country to have something like that. It's not going to happen most years. Now, do you have enough to win the AAC? Sure. And you'd say, okay, well, same thing on the football side, but that path, winning the AAC there, puts you in group of five contention, and that puts you in contention for a college football playoff. With you, right, sure, it might be enough to win the AAC, but you get to the tournament, even if you do get something that's not an 8-9, you might get a tough matchup.
Yep.
And your players, you know, might be just like the other side, the other team's players now with the price that it's going to be. Used to be, okay, we felt pretty good about our level of player. Well, I mean, or you're getting an 11 seed as the automatic qualifier.
Yep.
Right? And you're getting put out in the first round.
Yep.
Anyway, that's not getting you know, any kind of buzz. It's not selling tickets, put butts in seats. That's tough.
Very
Again,
tough.
Because your expectation has always been to compete at the national level.
That's right.
And national championship.
With every passing year, it just feels like it's getting harder and harder. On paper, it's harder and harder to do that. Doesn't mean that they can't. I mean, Memphis football was, you know.
And you become handcuffed at some point when you can't retain guys who go up and win, you know, get
that's
accolades
right.
like PJ had that kind of season. You can't even keep them.
Yep.
It's unfortunate.
It is. It is. Well, we're going to have a chance tomorrow to bring all this to Goodman. He's going to join us.
Well, I know, yeah. I mean, he'll take all that into account and be like, well, yeah, you guys are right, but
no, he is.
Everybody's a check down.
That's right.
And it is, y'all have to see. You would have to agree it's underwhelming.
Now, are we going to be able to change his mind? No, but can we?
You should have already changed his mind.
Well, I didn't.
I'm looking dead square at you.
Well, they already did this
so
a month
of them,
ago.
Both of them did this a month ago and went off on vacation. At least we're going to get Goodman from from Venice Beach or something.
He lives in South Carolina.
Okay. Well, he hadn't gone on vacation then.
No.
Rob is in Spain or France or
Italy,
wherever you said.
Italy,
yeah. Same thing.
Really. Yeah, it's he lives. Goodman has settled down in Charleston. That's his whole thing. He's building a house.
Good for him.
So you know, and obviously mailing it in because if you got Memphis number one overall, then you are absolutely mailing it in as a loser. You know, you're just not paying attention. But again, when I was in Vegas with these guys, I asked them. I said, like, who are your engagement fan bases, and we live in an engagement economy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Memphis was one of those teams that they mentioned, so you always got to keep that in mind on some level. I'm not saying that they don't believe that,
yeah.
But if you know you put Memphis in something good, bad, ugly, you're gonna get some engagement. So and Penny specifically, so that is also part of the consideration as well. All right, when we come back, John Henson, North Carolina Tar Heel, is gonna join us. We're gonna talk to him about his Tar Heels. We're going to talk to him about the NBA Finals. We're going to talk about Giannis's decision. We're going to get into all that with him on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
FM ESPN. John Henson is my colleague over at Field of 68. North Carolina Tar Heel, long time NBA big man, one of the most humble guys you'll meet as well. Nice enough to joins us now. Johnny, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? Hey, look, happy to be here. You know, I love Memphis. They don't know that's where the seed was planted for all this stuff. You know what I mean? So always fun to come on.
Nah, they know, man, because every time you do come on, legendary Jarvis Greer reminds us
that you were
a soccer teammate of JJ. So
the
streets
White Tigers
know.
Actually, the White Tigers were pretty good.
The White Tigers? I didn't realize there was a color associated with
them. Well, you know, we had a white jersey name, so we were called the White Tigers. We played at Balmore Elementary in the fields in the back. I don't know if people know where that's at, but that's where it all started.
Unbelievable. Well, we appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us here in Memphis. I didn't realize that you guys were popping bands like that up there at Chapel Hill, man. 14 milli, what the helly? I mean, and then I saw the roster. I'm like, where is all the money going, bro?
You know, they paid some people today, this year. You know, it was kind of like, you know, the little gold rush. Hey, look, if they liked you this year, you got to the money. I think that from what the program makes and the brand that it is, you have to invest that type of money into it, because at the end of the day, it's a college program, but it's also a business and a brand. And I don't think UNC wants to tarnish that. And also, I mean, we gave football program, I mean, in general, the football program spent more than that. So being that it's a basketball school, and I feel like that's the majority of the probably revenue or a big piece of it, you got to give some money to the basketball if you're giving Bill Belichick all this cheese.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's just like honestly, and I'm just, you know, I'm asking, you know, genuinely asking, do you feel like this is do you feel like it was well spent, man?
I feel like they targeted who they wanted to get, and they got them. It's going to, I wouldn't say there's, you know, obviously, you know, this is not a roster like, you know, a Kansas or you know, a St. John's. Like, the talent isn't on that level per se. But I think we can compete in a weaker ACC and win some games. And Hubert's going to have to coach. He's going to have to coach. I mean, you know, it's not like we're rolling out $3 million five-star guys, right? So, like, he's going to have to coach. But the things I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, I think Carolina's going to actually surprise some people. We're actually, I think we're underrated this year, which I love. I mean, Field of 68 didn't put them on the top 25, said they had a bad offseason. I mean, this is great for us.
Is it, he's a North Carolina guy, but you just said it, he's going to have to coach. Is it a deal where it's, when it's at North Carolina, if you don't get this done, especially with the money you guys are spending now, it's an or else, you know, isn't that the deal with the standard that you get, you just can't afford it to drop off anymore, can you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think my theory is this. You know, coach goes to him and says, hey, look, if we want to compete with the big boys, we have to spend like the big boys. You give me the money, I'll give you the results. I think Carolina said, okay,
yep,
we'll give you the money. Let's see the results. And because of what Carolina is, the money that they can pay, I mean, Hubert's got to win games. And if he doesn't, I mean, $14 million NIL, let me tell you what coach would not come to that school. I don't care who it is. You know, obviously we like the Carolina family, but I think they're in an envious position. Like, hey, look, we can go with our guy, see what happens. But with what we have, the brand we have, it wouldn't take much to get right back to where, you know, the Dukes and those type of schools are at the moment.
Yeah, no, it definitely feels like, all right, this is all our powder.
Yep.
Like, you either make it happen or is over.
Yep, yep.
And you're right. Like, it's insane. By the way, Kentucky, $20 million.
Yeah.
Does this not just feel outrageous to you, bro? Like, I know you played for the love of the game.
Yeah.
Week, wink, wink, nod, nod. But,
yeah.
I mean, this just, like, when I saw Goodman tweet that Kentucky's roster cost almost $20 million, like, I we've lost the plot here a little bit in college basketball, bro.
I know a kid, you know, not going to say what school he's going to, but he's going to a high-level mid-major, one of the kind of the upset, you know, schools that, you know, gets into the March and kind of plays around a little bit. And he's getting $750, and I'm going to be honest with you.
Wow.
He averaged like 5 points last year. You know what I'm saying? And he's a good player, and the team that he was on was a high major Power 5 team, and he contributed.
Right.
Don't get it twisted. But, you know, for him getting – I mean, he told me, he said, look, the reason why I know him is because he came to me. You know, I saw him one night. He's like, hey, like, I've got all this money. And I don't really trust the people around me. Do you have – can you help me out with the financial guys and things like that to kind of – what would you do? You know, so – and this is a kid that's a maybe fourth or fifth starter, maybe. Uh-huh. So it's – life is good. Life is good these days.
I don't fault the kids at all. Like, I'm happy for the kids. But I just sort of put myself in the situation of, like, if I was a person that was responsible for funding a school, right – mm-hmm. And I know that I'm a Kentucky booster. My team is the highest spending NIL in the country, and they're not even picked to win their league. Like, I would feel like a simp. I would feel like I'm paying somebody to send me pictures on OnlyFans. I'm getting nothing out of this. Like, if I'm $20 million, you better be picked to win the title, dog. If I'm number one, we need to be there. We don't need to be second. We don't need to be third. We need to be number one overall in everything.
I agree, and I think that's also the pressure. You know, you even revert back to North Carolina, right? If you don't win, that money's going to dry up. That money is just not – you know, I know back when the NIL first started, it's way past this now, but I remember them telling me, like, we're trying to get the OGs of the Tar Heel Club or whatever you want to call it, like, to understand this new era. Like, they're like, what is this, pay players? Now that I've got everybody on board – if you don't win, the money's either going to dry up. Like, essentially, the shareholders in the company, and guess what? If you don't win and they pull the money back, it's going to force the school to fire, right? The school's going to have to make a move. So, it's – I mean, I used to be happy. I remember when flat-screen TVs came out, and I got my scholarship check for $1,500, and I was, like, the happiest kid alive. So
that's crazy. That man said flat-screen HD TV.
You know, like, I remember getting a flat-screen and putting it in my room, like, ooh, they're going to love this. Like, now, you know, it's kids aren't even going to class anymore. They got apartments. I mean, you know, one kid, you know, I pull up the campus. He's like, yo, hop in. It's like an Audi. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's crazy.
Let's go.
Let me just ask you, John, and I'm sure, I mean, again, we're all pulling for Hubert Davis. And I'm sure you specifically, because Hubert Davis is a North Carolina guy. If it did, though, I'm just curious, because we're talking about how big this brand is and how big it can be when you're winning big. If you had to go a different route, if this did end up being a make or break for Hubert, and you're not maximizing what you guys are putting together in terms of NIL, would the North Carolina brand at that point have to go with a proven somebody who's done it at that point? Or, I mean, you look at what Florida did, and none of us, I mean, John and I go back all the time. We said, to Todd Golden? I mean, is that even going to work down there? Young guy goes and, you know, he understands today's game, puts together a national champion. I realize that North Carolina, it's about more than one championship. You're trying to put it back together to stay together. But kind of what direction do you go if you begin to look for the new guy, the new North Carolina coach?
Yeah, well, you know, the really guy I think that if you're looking across the landscape that could have a chance is Wes Miller. But, you know, and that's a friend of mine, but he has to, you know, get Cincinnati to a certain level.
Yep.
For him to think be considered for the job. I think he would be considered. Personally, man, I think that you have to adapt and evolve with the time. So you go try to get one of these big boys out here, these big fish or these whales, or even I think Jay Wright's just waiting for a chance. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think Jay Wright is sitting back, and I think if a Carolina type of school calls and the opportunity is right, I think Jay Wright could potentially come back for the right, you know, opportunity. I know that CBS money is good. Trust me, I'm a CBS too, but, you know, I think Carolina's the spot. If, you know, if anybody was going to come back into coaching,
yep,
and Carolina opens up the floodgates, like, hey, we're open search. I mean, think about that. That hasn't been done in, what, 50 years? Like, who knows what could happen, you know, or the interest that it would drum up. I think we could probably pick who we want, essentially.
I don't know, man. They're saying that's like Michelle Obama running for president. It ain't never going to happen, man.
Hey, you know, listen, I don't know. You know, obviously Coach Williams has a say, but, hey, I don't know. I think, like you said, if it doesn't work out with Coach Davis and it's not a proper candidate to take over the program, I mean, you gotta go. Come on now. You got to go get somebody, man.
Man, I don't know. That NIL life, though, it's just – but I mean, it's easy when you have that much, though. I mean, it is easy. It's only hard when you have to grind. You know,
it's a crazy world we're living in, and like I tell the kids all the time, I say, look, run it up until it changes. Like, so
we're talking to John Henson, North Carolina Tar Heel, longtime NBA big man here on the show. All right, you do wager on the NBA, you do a lot of betting work there. Let's talk about these finals, Thunder, Pacers. The way I see it is like the Pacers are a diet version of the Thunder. Like, they get out and they do the same things. Probably don't defend.
Triple A version.
Damn. Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to be that disrespectful, bro. How do you sort of handicap these finals? How do you see it?
You know, I think the OKC is going to roll. I think everyone thinks that. It's just, you know, with the spread and stuff. I mean, you got to pick your spots. Like, for instance, game one, I was just doing some research for a show later. You know, game one finals teams are 17-3 against the spread. 4-plus days of rest, 15-1 against the spread. With -5 or more, 12-0 against the spread. So you take OKC game one, yep, you see what happens, and then you look in the game two. I think that's how you got to take it. I think the Pacers do get one. But I think, you know, especially for game one, I think you got to take OKC, keep it simple, don't overthink it against the spread, and, you know, call it a day.
Is it a deal where you look at the East and you say best team came out, or is it a deal where you feel like the Knicks should be there?
Yeah, I think, you know, Tibbs did not change adjust fast enough.
That's
so
right. That's right.
You know, the lineup with Hart and Towns, one of the worst defensive lineups in the last like 50 years, I think, like number two. And so for you to go 3 to 4 games with that lineup, they got behind the eight ball and they couldn't recover. I mean, the Pacers, they're a front running team and they're a good team. You're not gonna beat them 3 times, and like, just that's just not, they're not that bad in my opinion, and the Knicks aren't that good. So got behind the eight ball. I think that's part of the reason why Tibbs may have got fired. He just didn't adjust. He should have adjusted game two, boom, like,
absolutely,
right away, right? Like, and so I don't think it's the best team in the East, but they are playing the best, and that's usually how it works sometimes.
From a betting standpoint, the Thunder are, I think, like the seventh, like, biggest favorite of all time. in the finals. I mean, there's some groups in there -700-ish that they're in there with. Should they be priced that way? I mean, when you watch them, should they be priced like a, you know, top 10 team basically of all time? I mean, not top 10 team, but like, you know, top 10 matchup here. Should they be priced that way?
Well, that's what scares me, because Pacers have been breaking trends and the Thunder have not really been covering, right? Like, in a sense of a betting perspective. So I think series price wise, they're, you know, I think price right. I do think they win the series. But like I said, I think from game to game, you're just going to have to kind of look at it. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I think if OKC comes in there and blows the doors off of game one, I think I got to take Pacers game two, because the spread's just going to be too high. It's just, you know, I don't think OKC's going to win every game by double digits, you know. So they're price right in the series, but each game, I think that you're going to get some value in the Pacers. Maybe like a sneaky money line, you know, thrown in there, you know, for a game maybe that you feel like the Pacers probably need to win. Because OKC will, they'll throw you a game. But that's about it, though. They'll throw you one, and they get back right.
You obviously were, you played, did you play the Warriors in the finals? You did, right? You were on one of those Cavs team. Am I making that up or no?
No. I came there when LeBron decided, you know, LeBron, the dominoes fell, you know, it's reverberating. So I was part of that LeBron trade indirectly when I got traded to Cleveland, because they fire sale George Hill, they traded me in Delhi. So I came there the year after when they had just won. So it was kind of like I was on a championship tour, no championship.
Right. But you still, yeah. Like, the Warriors were, I mean, that was like the height of their, you know, dynasty, right? Like,
yeah, I remember, I'll never forget it. We played the Warriors. Well, we broke their 24-game win streak. But that's because they were coming off a 6-game road trip. They got in at 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, like, it was a bad spot for them, right? But I remember that they were playing, and KD kept getting wide-open corner threes. And, I mean, he was lining them up. Like, and I just remember looking at my coaching staff, like, what are we supposed to do? Like, we got Clay, Steph over here. We got to focus on them. And Katie's just in the corner for the swing, right? Like, that was why they were so good.
What do you foresee for Giannis? And then from Milwaukee, in terms of whether it's the right time mm-hmm. for the organization to look to, hey, capitalize on the fact he came, we won one with him, and now maybe mm-hmm. we can get a future if we trade him. What do you think happens there?
You know, I think you you talk to him and say, hey, how are you feeling? And you get a feel for him. And if he feels, and if he says, hey, I want to win at a high level, continue to win, right? Then you say, well, it's going to be tough. Dame's injured.
Right.
So, you know, what do you do? And I think if Milwaukee gets a big enough package for him, now the owners, I know the owners personally, they're great people. So I don't think that mm. it would be one of those like crazy, shocking trades like a la Luka Doncic. Like, I think they would work with him and try to get where he wants to go and get what they want. But I think that San Antonio is in play. I think that's a real option for him, only because he's turning 31. He needs to start getting off the ball a little more, taking on less load. I mean, he averaged the most points and rebounds and all types of things in the playoffs this year, even though he played one series. So it's time for him to transition and try to be with a team amongst other stars to try to get that second phase of his career to win games, maybe win a ring or two. And so I don't think he can do that in Milwaukee personally. Not right now. They're too constrained. They threw everything at the wall. They won a championship. They probably got to start the rebuild.
Hey, I'm just throwing it out. Grizz have the third lowest odds to land him. They're +450 behind the Raptors and Spurs. I'm just throwing it out. I mean, who wouldn't, you know, Giannis, Ja connection. I mean, you want to talk about special. That's special.
I think that could be an option. I think they have the assets, but you got to get rid of Jaren Jackson. Who are you getting rid of?
No, we're going to give away, you got obviously one of the best shooters of all time, Desmond Bane.
All time.
Oh, yeah, okay. All time, bro. I mean, look at his numbers.
GM. You sound like a GM right now.
Look at his numbers. Look at his numbers. He was like a 44% guy.
You sound like your GM talking to Milwaukee right now. Best
exactly.
Time. Okay, keep going.
No, let me tell you about Jalen Wells. I mean, one of the most dynamic two-way guys potentially in the league. I mean, second-round grinder, but he's a lot better than where he was slotted. I'll tell you that right now. So just let's go ahead, and now we'll leak this to Shams. We'll go ahead and do it right now. By the way, it was like random. I told this story on the show, but I was going to Serbia a couple of years ago and I was connecting through Chicago. Bro, Giannis was there at the airport at the Burger King just by himself, bro. Like, I was just, yeah. I was shocked that, he, like, I don't know what I expected him to, but, it, you know, he's just so low-key. Like, he'll just go to the Burger King, pick up food for his family. He don't have no security or nothing, bro. He's just out there.
I mean, he's a good dude, and, like, he ain't gonna lie to you, you know, I play with him, like, you know, he's not a guy you're gonna run up on. Like, I ain't gonna, like, you know, he's just not that type of guy. So, like, you know, I think he's low profile enough where he doesn't, I mean, he'll have security at certain times, but, I mean, why do you need security at the airport? You know what I'm saying? Like, where would, like,
I guess
what's going to happen?
I don't know, man. I would just want to have somebody.
Got the groupies like John trying to get
I
to
didn't
him.
Go up to, I didn't go up to him, man. I didn't.
I personally, on my second Supermax, I personally would never be in a public airport, but, you know, that's just me.
Exactly. That's what I'm, that's the other thing. It's like, this man is flying commercial, bro. Like, yeah. Who does that when they make that kind of money?
I will just throw at you, what about, I mean, I'm with you on Milwaukee, because if you look at them right now, they're hamstrung. You're not going to be able to do anything. But what about staying in the East and looking at Toronto and their situation? Just because you mentioned San Antonio, well, the West is still stacked. You know, last I looked, and LeBron ain't getting out, even though, you know, maybe that time is done. But would it be smarter to stay in the East, maybe, if Toronto could get to contender status, and, you know, in a year where Jason Tatum doesn't look like he's going to be playing for the Celtics?
For sure. You know, Toronto is actually probably a destination I think makes a lot of sense. They still got kind of the bones of the Indiana Pacers trade, some picks with the New Orleans. So they have Ingram. You're going to have to probably give a Scottie Barnes, but personally, I think Giannis is a bigger, stronger, better version of Scottie Barnes, even though he's a little older. So you could plug him right in that kind of, you know, situation with Ingram and Quickly and Barrett and Poto. I mean, that right there to me is a contending team in a weaker East. And, you know, Masai, the evil scientist, is cooking something up for sure. So especially with the draft and the picks, I mean, Milwaukee could reset their franchise and get an all-NBA, all-star, potential Hall of Fame player back. One or two of them, you know what I'm saying? If they were to get off of Giannis, which, you know, now that I'm talking with you guys, keeps sounding a little better and better if you're Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yeah, it's huge. All right, John, you're the best.
This
man.
Is great, brother.
Appreciate
Thank
the time
you.
As Thank always.
You. Appreciate you, man. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, be well,
Pleasure,
man.
Pleasure, brother.
He's John Henson, Field of 68, longtime Milwaukee Buck, NBA player, and North Carolina Tar Heel. Spent some time in Memphis. So appreciate him joining us here on the show. Yeah, I guess it's not so much the security with Giannis that I should have been. It's about that man was flying commercial.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, right. What the hell?
Why is he at a gate?
Why are we sharing an airplane? You know, you make $400 million. But
like he said, that was his second Superman.
Yeah, the second one. That was 2 years ago. So,
you know, should have been learned by now.
But
you
I mean, that's just.
In there, but that's the kind of.
But Henson said he's not the guy you want. Like, I wonder if he meant, like, you don't. Like, he's not a great guy to go up to and talk to publicly. Like,
no, I think you just don't walk up on him, like, you know, physically.
Right.
So you don't need security.
No,
that was the point he's talking about.
Yeah, he's like 7 foot, 260 pounds.
You're
like,
not going to walk up on him crazy.
That's right.
So you don't. That was when he was pointing out.
In my heart, I believe Giannis is one of the nicest guys ever. So I'm going to believe that. All right, Edic, I'm going to just believe that forever. I don't want to know if he's a, you know, they say don't ever meet your heroes, you know, because if they are not the person that you perceive them to be,
right,
it just shakes you to your core. Like if I ever met The Rock, for example, and he was like a straight ass, it would really be hard for me to reconcile with my feelings, right? Of, you know, for you, like, but you already know MJ's like that, so it wouldn't shake your foundation whatsoever.
No.
And you still idolize him anyway.
Yeah. But
you don't have to, shudder at it. I mean, you can just accept it, you know?
Yeah, it's not going to be the same as when you saw The Rock, when you see The Rock.
When I saw him in Memphis, when I saw him at SmackDown last year, don't forget, on the road to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was unbelievable. He had he showed Memphis a reverence and respect that he had not shown the other cities. He was going in on the other cities. He was roasting the other cities. He didn't do that in Memphis.
That's right.
You know, he said, "Memphis, I love you."
He had to.
Oh, he could have still been heel, you know. But he loves Memphis so much.
No, this city he holds near and dear.
He's kind of The Rock and John Henson are similar in that they claim multiple cities. You know, like every time, like Henson will be on a different, and he'll be like, "Oh, I was from here." Or like Austin, he claims Austin as well. He claims Austin. He claims Tampa. He claims Memphis. You know, he gets all. Which again, I appreciate. Right. I'm not. There's no limit to what you call home. You know.
True.
But The Rock's bad about that too. He's like, "Oh, I'm in Hawaii. I'm from Hawaii. He claims Nashville. He claims Memphis.
Why would he claim Nashville?
He just does. I think he spent some time, maybe went to school there.
Yeah. Okay. Then yeah, maybe you're right. He's claiming too many.
I think there needs to be like you need to like own in on like three places. Okay.
Yeah, that definitely lowers him claiming Memphis in terms of my.
Oh yeah, no, he claims a lot of places.
Claiming Nashville too.
That's all. He definitely is. You can look that up. He'll be like Nashville, my home. You know, spent 4 years here. Blah blah blah. So
you love him.
I do. I do. A little less maybe today than I used to, but it still burns. You know, it still is a very deep. Admiration. There's no question about that. But thanks to John Henson for joining us.
Appreciate him.
On the show today. We got a lot more to come. Norton Heard the Fourth is going to join us at 1:25, and we'll talk to him about the finals, a little comings and goings in college basketball, NIL as always. I think he's got a guy at Kentucky, right? Jasper Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's part of that $20 million payroll.
Yeah, we said Kentucky wasn't going to let him get out of the state.
Yeah, and they did not do that. They did not do that. Filon, I forgot. Filon, well, you know, we're going to have to mention him every time. He was committed to Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one that I got to assume keeps Bill Self up at night because they stink.
Yeah.
You know, and they needed another dynamic guard. There's no question about it.
Yeah, Hurd can tell you all about that flip.
Yeah.
I think we talked to him and discussed it with him before.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, Hurd's going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.